Good morning, everyone. It's the 23rd of December. Apparently, it's Christmas Eve Eve. Really? it's about 8:20 a.m., if I didn't say, and I'm still in bed. Mind you, I did have quite a late night. Well, not late by my standards, but it was like, I don't know, gone one when I went to bed, and I did sleep, but, you know, it was, I kept waking up. I think my radio was a bit too loud, because I usually turn it right down so that I can barely hear it. Anyway, I'm in bed, and Obi isn't working today, so he has made me 2 cups of tea. I've got ordinary, what I call ordinary tea, and peppermint tea. And some shortbread biscuits. They're actually the ones I got in my hamper from Calm Water 73. And they are very nice. Not too sweet. In fact, they're not really sweet at all. I don't normally have biscuits in bed, but I thought, well, I don't normally have biscuits, full stop. Why not? I really wanted to ask somebody a question about the Tassimo machine. I can't find my instruction leaflet. I think it must have got thrown out. Although I keep all my leaflets and manuals and guides and things, but we can't find this one. We keep getting a red light come up on it. We don't know why. It's never come up before. I have serviced it recently, well, in the last couple of weeks, so, and I went months without doing it before that, and it never came up. It's not the water tank. It's above the on button. The trouble is, there's probably a lot of people who can't see it. It might happen and they don't know. So if anybody does know, it's a, you can't feel it. It's above the button that you press to actually start it going, you know, to actually start the action. No, I don't mean the on and off button. Above there, a red thing keeps appearing with 3 exclamation marks. And we don't know what it means. I'm a bit worried about using it. I will give it a service today and see. I'm just going to have one more of these biscuits. They're shortbread fingers. And see if that sorts it out. I mean, I had no idea it was coming on until Ronan pointed it out. He noticed it. And then we weren't even using it when Obi came home, because he had to go and pick up some Nigerian food that a friend of his friend's wife had made. When he got back, we put it on at the wall, and, you know, we weren't even going to use it. And it came on. So obviously there's something not right with it. It's working. But if there's something not quite right, I don't want to continue to use it because it might damage it beyond repair. I suppose I could look it up on the internet. I haven't had a chance. Excuse me eating shortbread biscuits. I've nearly finished this one now. And then that's my lot. I don't dip them in my tea. That's sacrilege. They're not dipping biscuits. That's rich teas and ginger nuts. Not really a lot going on around here. I haven't given the dogs their breakfast or anything yet, or the cats. They haven't been downstairs yet. Um, Now let me try my tea, the ordinary one. Ow, it's hot. That is the general idea, I suppose. That was Lamy snoring under the bed. If that got picked up, went. There's nothing like the first cup of tea of the day. Yeah, I'm a bit worried about my poor old Tassimo. I haven't overworked it. I don't even use it every day. In fact, I went for about 2 weeks when I wasn't very well without using it at all. I did use it a fair bit yesterday. I had 2 cups of tea, Connor had one, and I had some hot chocolate in the evening. So yesterday was a busy day for the Tassimo. It got used 4 times. It doesn't usually get used like that. I haven't had any tea because I've been buying my stuff from Tesco's. And the Twinings breakfast tea had been taken off for the last couple of, months, I suppose. So we didn't have any of that, and I'd run out of hot chocolate. So actually, I don't very often drink coffee. I mean, I like it, but I don't drink it every day. So therefore, that's why it hadn't got used much. But now we've got a stock of hot chocolate and a stock of tea. Probably won't last long, but it's nice while it lasts. It's quite a grey overcast day, I think. And it's really mild. It always seems to happen like this at Christmas. It'll be cold leading up to it, and then suddenly you get this blast of warmer air. And it's most unseasonal, really. We're gradually getting everything done. It was quite funny yesterday because Obi went into town and I said, we needed some new pillows. We didn't get really cheap ones. I mean, they're only a year and a half old, really, since we had moved back after the fire. Well, about a year and 8 months. And we have the protector things on them under the pillowcases, but even so, a couple of them they've just gone out of shape, and that's what you get if you don't get really expensive pillows, I suppose. But I mean, they weren't the cheapest ones either. And on one of them, one of Obi's, the actual lining of the pillow was ripped. So we said, we really need new pillows. Yeah? Yeah, let them out. Let them out now if you want. The cats. So he went in to get the pillows and he rang me up and he said, they've got this ones and these ones and this ones. And I said, okay. I told him which ones to get. And I said, are you sure there's only one in a pack? He said, they're big pillows. And I said, okay. And he carried them all home on the bus and he actually got us a new duvet set as well. And the bottom sheet and all that. And a teapot, because I haven't had a teapot since the fire either, because I had several, and he just got a cheap one. I think it was about £6, just a white plain pottery one. Ronan said it's ugly, but it just looks like a teapot to me. I don't know what's ugly about it. Did he get anything else? I think that was it, but he had a lot to carry. And then when he got back, he was home for a little while. Then he went off to Croydon to pick up his Nigerian food. And Ronan came downstairs and said, because we got 4 pillows, because we, obviously we have 2 each. And so Ronan came downstairs and said, why have you got 8 pillows? And I said, 8 pillows? No, he said, why have you got so many pillows? And I said, well, we've only got four. He said, no, you haven't, you've got eight. And I hadn't even looked at them. It turns out there was two in each one. He hadn't looked. You know what men are like. No wonder he thought they were big pillows. There's two in each pack. But anyway, it doesn't matter because we could all, everyone needs new pillows, some, you know, pretty regularly, really. For health reasons, hygiene reasons. You get a lot of house dust mite in them. Maybe it'll help me with stop waking up sneezing and stuff. So Ronan's having two and Connor's having two because Connor has got a double bed, but he's only got two pillows for some reason. I don't know why. So he could really do with four. Not that he's, you know, he's only him in it, but just so that it looks balanced. So we don't have to bother taking them back. We can just keep them. But that was quite funny. Men and shopping for such things don't really go. I didn't even look at the pack. I was surprised that they were only selling them singly because unless you get really expensive ones, they usually come in packs of two. So, oh dear, that was the saga of the pillows. I've been meaning to get them for a while, but because he's been working, we just haven't really had a chance. So today we're going to bin all the old ones, fill up the bin with them. Goodness knows, I don't even know when our bin collection is this week because it's normally on a Thursday. So if that, you know, on the bank holiday, it's normally the following day. Well, the following day is a bank holiday as well, or a holiday. So, and it's anybody's guess whether they're going to miss a week or whether it will be on Monday, I don't know. But it's not our domestic waste week anyway, it's plastic. Plastic and bottles and tins, and heaven knows that our two boxes that we've got, most people have one, we've got two, are already full up. And that's before Christmas with the, well, we don't drink a lot of alcohol. Well, I don't drink, and we don't normally, I mean, Obi drinks a bit, but not all the time. And at Christmas, I think, you know, we have like bottles of fruit stuff that come in glass bottles, and my mum's come in, and I think her and her friend are bringing wine. Because I don't, I mean, it's not that I don't, I would buy it, but we don't drink it. And I don't really want it hanging around. So I didn't say if you want wine, bring your own, but they're just bringing it anyway. That's not very sociable of me. I wouldn't say that. But I just, people don't know, I just don't really buy it. The only time I ever buy wine is when I make risotto. And then I put, you know, like a big mug of white wine in it. And Obi usually drinks, he finishes off the rest. But I think I've bought that twice this year. But, you know, we've got cans of, I don't know, bottles of J2O and all that stuff. So there's going to be loads of bottles in them to fill up the blooming things that overflow them. So goodness knows when that's going to get taken. Last time they took it, they dropped a load of it. And I suppose they don't really have time, but they don't pick it up. So Ronan went out there and picked it all up, and it was nearly half a container full that should have gone the last time. So that didn't get us off to a very good start, really. Is that Ronan? Ronan? I don't know if that's the TV downstairs, Obi's music, or Ronan's music.
44 minutes. Pause recording.
Obi was feeling really full up last night because he came back from Croydon and he had two big plastic containers and a smaller one. Now, one of the big ones, and they are quite big, has got a lot of meat. It's what they call, what Nigerians call soup. It's what we'd call stew, really. There's big bits of meat in there. It's not like little cubes of meat like we have in stew. It's big bits and shin of beef and other cuts of beef, and there's bone in it and everything, and fish. I don't think he told her not to put chicken in it. He didn't want chicken in it. Sometimes they put that. And fish, and the fish is big pieces of fish with all the bones and all that. Oh, yuck. And then there's a big, same size thing of jollof rice, which I had a mouthful of, which is nice. That hasn't got meat in it. And then there's a small container, which is what they call stew, and which is more like what we call soup. I was doing a dinner. We just had gammon, mashed potato, and vegetables. Well, I didn't, but the meat eaters did. Ronan and Connor was out for a works meal, and there was just me, Ronan, and Obi. And I had a vegetarian thing. It was two bean, it was like a burger thing, but it was two bean, red pepper, two bean, and sweet corn, red onion, or I don't know, something like that anyway. It's quite nice. And so he came home, and while we were dishing up the dinner, or I was dishing up the dinner, Ronan helped me actually, surprisingly. He doesn't usually help with cooking stuff, but I did the cooking, but he mashed the potato for me and he dished it up, which was nice. It's always nice when you sit down and someone else serves your dinner, because it doesn't happen very often. But anyway, even if you've done most of the preparations and the cooking, anyway, we did Obi a dinner, and so he came home and we were just sort of just finishing off the mashing the potato and that. But he was really hungry because he hadn't really eaten properly all day because he'd been running around. So he got a huge plateful of this rice and heated it up in the microwave and ate that. And then he had his dinner on top, and then he felt really ill. He came upstairs and he said, "Oh, I think I've eaten too much. Oh, I feel terrible." It's very rare for him to say he's eaten too much. Anyway, he laid down. I said, "Don't lay down. I personally think that's the worst thing you can do." But he said it made him feel better. But he's feeling a lot better this morning. It was really nice. I mean, I don't eat gammon or any meat, but I really like the smell of this gammon. I don't know why. I mean, we have gammon quite often, and I never noticed it. It smelled really nice. It wasn't seasoned or flavoured or glazed or anything like that. It was just really smelled lovely. It reminded me of when I was young and we used to have it at home. He's snoring under the bed. He's blissfully unaware that everyone else is up and about, but he knows I'm not, because as soon as I move, somehow he knows, usually. I don't know how he knows, but he does. I know he watches our feet to see who it is who leaves the room, but even when he's... if he's really deep asleep, it might take him like 20 minutes to come down, but usually I think he's asleep and I'll get up and go downstairs or whatever, or even go to the bathroom, and he's up and following me. Anyway, I think I'm going to upload this now, and I hope you're all having a good day and all your preparations are going well, and I'll speak to you soon.
Pause recording.